Hello, everyone. It's Rebecca with another English extravaganza. I have a question. Have you ever had a grilled cheese or peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Every child in America has eaten one, but I don't think these are very popular outside of the US. So, this week, I'm going to tell you about different foods from around the States. There are a lot of regional specialties in Japan, like Hotō in Yamanashi, or Hiroshima-style okonomiyaki. Likewise, different parts of the US are famous for different kinds of food. In the South, where I am from, barbecue is very popular. Usually, meals come with macaroni and cheese, fried beans, corn bread, and your choice of meat. There is even an argument about which state has the best style of barbecue sauce. Also, you can get almost anything deep fried. Deep fried onions? Yes. Fried pickles? Yep. Fried Oreos? Of course. It's why everyone is so fat. The South has other kinds of food as well. In Miami, there are the Cubano sandwich. It's a grilled sandwich with ham, pork, cheese, mustard, and pickles. In the state of Louisiana, you can get some delicious gumbo. Gumbo is a stew usually made with chicken, sausage, shrimp, okra, and a lot of spices. Cities can have their own food that they are known for too. Philadelphia, in the state of Pennsylvania, is known for the Philly cheesesteak. It's a sandwich with beef topped with cheese, onions, mushrooms, ketchup and peppers. Chicago, in the state of Illinois, has their own style of pizza. It's called the deep dish pizza. It's a lot like other pizzas, except it's usually 3 to 5 centimeters high. Because of this, Chicago deep dish pizzas are sometimes eaten with a knife and fork. Nearby is Wisconsin, the cheese state. This state is known for the grilled cheese sandwich, a common sandwich around the US, and it's just like it sounds. New York City is another great place for food, where people can get New York classics like bagels and thin crust pizza. A lot of people move to New York and bring their culture and food with them. Some restaurants like to mix their culture with another culture and create something completely new. For example, I ate at a restaurant that was a fusion of Japanese and Jewish cuisine. They made ramen with noodles that were made of matzah, a typical Jewish food. They also had okonomiyaki made with pastrami and sauerkraut. I think you can learn a lot about a culture from the food that they eat, don't you? Well, that's all for this time. I hope you enjoyed this week's broadcast.